January 13th, 1976. Continued. Let's see now. If I say worship something, it would be Onyoyujabe.
Onyoyujabe. That's where you wash chicken or something. Onyoyujabe.
Onyoyujabe. Onyoyujabe. Alright. Onha Iyabluja. Or Iyabluja, yeah.
Iyabluja.
Onha Iyabluja, yeah.
I just said Yablu Shai here. I washed it.
Yuhon.
Yuhon.
And Iha.
Iha.
It's lip?
Yeah, your mouth or lip or something.
Okay. Iha Che. Ihache,
is that? Ihache, just your mouth.
Just mm-hmm. lips?
Mm-hmm. Your mouth or lips.
Alright. Ihamoshitake.
Upper lip.
Upper lip. And the lower lip is what?
Ihahujeta.
Hujeta?
Hujeta.
Okay. Ihajobaho. Ihajobaho. Is that an overcoat? A heavy coat or something?
Okulahatanga, it's a coat. Okulahatanga.
Okulahla.
Okulahlatanga.
Alright. And onoji?
Onoji's pants.
Pants. Okay. And okulaha is a shirt or a
yeah,
coat.
Okulaha, shirt or.
Ihajobaha. Doesn't mean anything. Iha, let's see, Ihajobaha. Ihajobaha.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, okay.
I know something to wear. Obaha.
Obaha, is that what that means?
Obaha. Wear, like you wear a coat. Okulahatanga Obaha.
Alright, how about Ihaje? Does that mean by itself? Ihaje?
No. Wear on top.
Ihaje on top. Mm-hmm. Oh well, overcoat then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wear it over. You wear it on top.
Yeah. But we call them okulahatanga.
Okulahatanga. Okay. And ihaha. 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 Gogehaha. Goge's trunk, right.
Goge.
Iheye. Iheye. If you have a knife and you lay it down, would you say, Iheongiabe? We laid it down. Iheongiabe.
No, I say Gihegia. Gihegia.
Gihegia?
Gihegia.
Okay.
Lay it down.
Alright, how would you
answer that? Mohi to Gihegia.
Gihegia.
Put that knife down.
Okay. Okay. How'd you say, ask somebody, did you put down?
Mohi to Gihegia.
Okay. And the answer would be, yeah, I put down.
Uh-huh. Mohi to Gihegia.
Iheye. Wahotongago Iheyabe. Wahotongago Iheyabe. Iheyabe.
It might be Giheyabe. Wahotongi Giheyabe. He put that gun down.
Blutzage. Iheye Mikel.
Blutzage.
Blutzage Iheye Mikel.
Blutzage is, I can't do it. Blutzage.
Iyabazo.
Iyabazo. I don't know what that is.
Iha Iyabazoba. And he points at it with his lip, you know, like that.
I said Bazuta.
Bazuta?
Iha Bazutaba.
Iha Bazutaba it is. Ihiyahinga.
Sound like somebody. Ihiyahinga. Talking low or something. Talking low.
He says easily or slowly, gently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ihiyahinga.
Ihiyahinga. Ihiyahinga ayusta. Tie it loose. Ihiyahinga ayusta. Klujego. Kluje.
Kluje, slow.
Slow. Kluje go be like slow.
Yeah.
It's mother, isn't it?
Iho. Ino's mother.
How about, let's see, if you talk about somebody else's mother.
I'd say Yiho.
Yiho. Be your mother.
Your mother. Yiho.
Inoye.
Ino.
Ino.
Ino's mother.
And if you say she's called mother Inoye.
No.
Call her mother.
I'd say Iho Yajeba. She called their mother.
They called their mother, okay.
Iho Yajeba.
Yeah, but if the name you call her is mother, you know, we call her our mother.
Ino Onyajongai. Okay. We call her mother.
Oh, okay. And Ihonga. Wihonga.
Wihonga. That means sister-in-law. Like, your brother's wife, Ihonga.
Okay, Ijiye.
Ijiye. I'd say Wihiye means my brother.
Okay.
Like a man's brother.
He's a man's brother, uh-huh. His oldest brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Ijinge?
Ijinge, my son.
Man's son or a woman's son?
Woman's son.
Woman's son. Okay. Ijoshi? Ijoshi.
Might be Wihue.
Oh, that's something else. I think it's a different kin term. Let's see. Ijoshi.
Wihue.
Ijoshi.
My older sister.
Okay. Woman's older sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Ijoshi, yeah. To call somebody older sister. I would just say, I call her my older sister.
We who were at Paye, huh?
Okay. Ijonge?
Wihonge. Like my daughter.
Ijonge.
Wihonge is my daughter.
Is her daughter. Okay. Iko. I guess that's almost like the word for grandmother.
Iko.
Yeah. How about if it's Iko? Could it be some kind of owl? I think we had this yesterday. Ikonska. Ikonzihi, Ikonhinga, Wapunga, Hia da Dakihinga, and Gahonhehinga. Those are all different kinds of owls.
Yes, Wapunga, Hia da Dakhen. I guess that's about all I know.
Gahonhehinga?
Gahonhehinga,
does that make any sense to you?
No.
Okay. Ikonhinga is supposed to be the small gray horned owl.
Yeah.
Iton hoje hinga sometimes. Or iton hoje. Ikon, I bet. Ikon hinga. Or iton hoje. Ichon hoje.
I wonder what kind of bird is that ikon. Must be some kind of big owl.
Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about here. Ikon hoje hinga. Or Iton, or Ichon, Ichon Hoje.
Ichon Hoje, I don't know what that is.
Ichon Hinger. It's an aspirate. Ka. Ikonska.
Ikoska.
Ikoska.
Yeah.
What would you L? Say it again?
Ikoska. Ikoska.
Yeah. I think that must be what he's talking about.
What L?
Horned owl. Ikoska. Ikoska. Okay. Ikozihi.
Ikozihi.
Be yellow or something.
Yeah. Must be yellow owl. Owl.
I guess.
One of them small ones, you know. They just stand up just about that high.
About 8 inches?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the word for shoulder. Keji?
Hablo, shoulder.
Hablo.
Hablo.
So.
I think we have that.
Here's something else. Huh? Let's see. Keji che ibazonda. Keji. Keji. Ikeje, that's what it is.
Ikeje.
Ikeje. Is that a part of the arm or back or something? Ikeje? Or the flap on a tent? Or if you fasten your coat or buttons or something, you know, there's a flap that you fasten. Ikeje.
I don't know what it is.
Keje gashke. Gashke? Does that mean anything?
Gashke means tie some.
Tie something?
Gashke.
Ikeje. Ikeje gashke, then that must be what you tie the...
Yeah.
The tent flap shut with. I don't know. Ikibusta. Is that touching?
I don't know what that is.
Ikibusta?
Ikibusta.
Kishoje wale. Kishoje, hombaki, hold it, hombai kishoja shodabe, hombai kishodabe. It's supposed to be the day is foggy. It's a foggy day. Homba kishodabe, kishodabe.
Foggy.
Ikishuge. Okay. Ikikie.
Ikikie. They saw one another.
They saw one another.
Ikikie.
Okay. Alright. Ikikon. 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 It says Ikikon is from Kikon. To decorate your face. Moinka ikikombe. Ikikombe.
Oh, those put clay on their faces. Want to get ready to go dance or just decorate their face up.
Moinka ikikombe, huh?
Moinka ikikombe.
How would you say
it? Moinka ikikombe. All twisted. Moinka ikikombe.
Once more.
Moinka ikikombe. Paint their face. Ikio. Ikio.
Ikio.
Ikio.
Ikio. Okay. Ikio.
Ikio.
Ikio. All right. Ikikoakie. Is that I made him paint his face.
I painted his face.
I painted his face. How would you say that again?
Ikikoakie.
Okay. Ikikoakie.
Ikikoakie,
can you say that?
Ikikoakie.
Is that the way it is?
Yeah, that's the way it is. Ikio. Ikio means where you paint him.
Ikikoakie.
It's hard to say some of those words.
There we go.
Ikilaju.
Ikilaju.
Fan.
Okay, Ikilaju. Iakilaju.
Iakilaju, did you fan?
Did you fan? Alright. How would you say, yeah, I fan?
Iakule.
Iakule?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then sika ikilaju.
Sika ikilaju. He made, that's a chicken fan.
Okay. One of those turkey wings.
Uh-huh. Imagine chicken or something.
Okay. Ikimoi oli. Ikimoyoli.
That is
I think that's supposed to be a word for a train, a passenger train. Where you sit in it.
Yeah.
It goes while you sit in it. Ikimoyoli. What do you call a train?
I don't even know. Yes, that's a car.
Car,
Iwajinonge.
Iwajinonge.
It's a car.
A car, like binonge.
Binonge, just like binonge.
Okay.
But it runs by itself, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Iwajinonge.
Okay. How about ikino? Is that to paint yourself like with clay? Ikino.
Ikino.
Ikinumbe.
Imagine this, like something like you paint on your face, a clay.
Yeah, I just can't tell. Okay, if you scratch your back. Ikipaki.
Ikipaki. It's where you rub your back on some. Ikipaki.
How would you say, I rub my back on that tree?
Honchi iaki paki. Kipahlugabe. Kipahlugabe.
Kipahlugabe.
He stuck himself.
How'd you ask him, but did you stick yourself with that knife?
Mohi kiaki pahluge.
Okay. And the word for fork, did you remember? You gave it to me before.
Wahukoshata. Wahukoshata.
Wahukoshata. Okay. How would you self say, let's see, Wahukoshata. Wahukoshata. Ikipuhlugabe. Ikipuhluge. Yakipuhluge. Wahukoshata. Yakipuhluge. Could you stick yourself with a fork, is that?
Yeah, yaki pahluge. Wahukahati yaki pahluge.
Ah, okay. Let me see. Ikino. Okay, then how about iku? Iku. Is that maybe the chin? What do you call your chin?
I don't even know that.
Iku ke. Ikuinke. Iku. Iku.
I don't know what that is, iku.
Iku. Iku. Maybe I can. Let's see. Kuje is to shoot, isn't it?
Shoot, Kuje.
Shape iku da beji. Niabe.
Niabe missed him.
He missed him. Shape iku da beji. Niabe. He shot 6 times at him and missed him. Is that right? Wahoto. Mocho. Wahoto mocho iku da beda. Teabe.
He shot him once and killed him.
How would you say that?
It's a mehti kuda, but it's eabe.
Wike. Is that or ike? Or kega, I guess. That'd be a son or...
A second son.
Second son.
Kega.
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 How would you say that's my second son?
Kega wita beba.
Could you say we kega?
No.
No, it's no. Kega wita.
Kega wita. Says my that's my second son.
Okay. How about just we care by itself?
No. You put something around them, lead them.
Konya.
Konya?
Konya.
Konya.
Let's see.
Shongye, Konya, ba. Put rope around his neck, pulled him.
Okay. Konya. Let the dog on a rope.
Uh huh.
Okay, how would. Let's see. How would you say we led the dog? Or we you know, tied the rope around the dog?
Shohinga onkonlabe.
Onkonlabe?
Onkonlabe. Shohinga onkonlabe.
Ikonye.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, what it is. Ikonye.
Monju ikonye. Monju ikonye.
I don't know what that monju is.
Monju, would that be what you carry arrows in? A quiver?
Yeah, I guess what that would be.
Sound right?
Uh huh. Yeah.
It says quiver strap. Yeah, monju ikonye.
Monju.
Uh huh.
Monju.
Okay. And who use ikonye?
Who use ikonye?
Who use ikonye?
Who use ikonye? That's a string on a fish hook.
Yeah, fishing line. That's right. We had that just about an hour ago. Iko. Or ikon. Iko. Wiko.
Iko.
Grandmother?
Yeah. Iko's grandmother.
Okay.
Iko.
Iko. Wiko. All right. Ikonyabe. You call her grandmother?
Ikonyajungai. Ikonyajungai. We call her grandma.
Okay. Let's see. Mohispe ikudapanaha. Mohispe ikudapanaha. Noha.
It's something about axe. Mohispe.
Mohispe ikudapa. It'd be the cut. Ikidapa.
I'd say Mohispe ikidapa.
Ikudapa. Ikudapa.
Mohispe ikudapa be. Cut it short with the axe. When on je? Are you full?
Are you full? When on je? Monge.
The chest.
Onyonka. Oh, what is it now? Onyonkumke. Onyonkumke. Doesn't he? Didn't translate it. I don't know.
No, I don't either. No, he said something about the chest.
Yeah, monge.
Monge.
Monge. It's ikon. Does that make sense?
I said tanok a yak on. Yak on. Tanok a yak on. Play with cards.
Okay. Tanok a?
Tanok a. Yak on.
Okay, and tanok a is that?
That's a card.
Playing cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yak on.
Yak on.
And when you say, yeah, I play cards.
Tanok a ak on.
Ak on.
Ak on.
Okay. And he plays cards.
Tanok ak ombe.
Okay. How about we play cards?
Tanok ak ombe.
Ak ombe?
Ak ombe.
Okay. Could you say ongak ombe?
No.
No. Just ak ombe.
Ak ombe.
Alrighty. Okay. The word for manure, like you put on a garden or something. Ile?
Yeah. Shonge ile.
Horse manure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess ileha is what it comes out of, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Shube otanga. Or shiwe utanga, I guess it'd be large intestine. Big gut.
Yeah. Shiwe. That's a gut.
Yeah, and shiwe utanga would be
shiwe tanga. It'd be big gut.
Mm-hmm. Le utanga would be the colon or the end of the large intestine, just before it comes out. Mm. Friend the tumble bug here. Lobatonya? Ile obatonya?
Ile obatonya, that's tumble bug.
Ile obatonya.
Obatonya.
Obatonya. Okay.
Shikasabetonga. I'm a net big ant.
Uh-huh. Well, you shikasabetonga.
Yeah.
Okay.
A big black bug.
And Iloshka Wachi.
Iloshka Wachi, that's a men's dance.
Okay.
Iloshka.
Okay. Oh, what is it again?
Iloshka.
Iloshka.
Iloshka Wachi.
Okay. Iloha. Iloha. Iula. Iluha.
Does
it mean the same thing as Gadache?
Huh.
What's Gadache?
Gadache.
You had that on there.
I think we did have it last summer. Gadache. You know where you hit something and crack it. Mm-hmm. Gadache.
Would Iloha be the same thing as that? Iloha?
Iloha.
Ialoha. Did you crack it? Ilohinga.
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 That's the last of the boys.
Is that the one that's born first? Or
no, last.
Last.
We last. Tail end.
Tail end. Okay. And we have Kega and Kaga.
Uh-huh. Kaga's,
third.
Like, yeah, about third or fourth.
All right. And Kahinga?
Kahinga, that's he's a tail end.
All right. And Minonga?
Minonga.
Minonga?
The second, first girl.
All right. Ujinga?
I don't know what that is.
Asinga?
Asinga's tail end.
Alright, that's the last girl.
Uh-huh.
Or Asihinga?
Yeah, Asihinga, tail end of the family.
And Iloju.
Iloju, that's belly.
Stomach, right. Okay. Ile Oju, is that what that means?
Uh-huh.
What's Ile by itself?
Means caca.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, sure, we just had that.
Uh-huh.
We just had that. Il est au jus. Okay, well, what's au jus then? Au jus.
Au jus. Just like some bag or cup or something. Au jus.
Okay, and so il est au jus. I get it. I get it. I see how it's made up now. Okay.
I asked him last night. He said, what are you going to tell him when he wants to know where the caca comes from? I said, oh, he won't ask that.
And sure enough, the next day he did. You tell her it was all right in the paper here. Iloleje, or Ilunga. Ilungahinga is a what, cat, huh?
Uh-huh, cat. Iloleje. It's a cat.
Iloleje is a cat.
Iloleje.
Iloleje.
It's a cat.
It's a cat.
Or Ilunga.
Ilunga, mm-hmm. Ilungahinga,
mm-hmm.
Be a little one. How about Johimoi? Oh no, wait a minute, that's the guy's name.
Yeah, Johimoi. Yeah.
Johimoi. What's that mean? Do you know Johimoi?
I don't know what that means.
It's somebody's name.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Ilungahinga is a domestic cat. Ilunga Sinjadapahinga.
That's a bobcat.
Bobcat. Bobtail cat.
Bobtail cat.
Uh-huh. Hizihi munge lezaza shashabe.
Might be munga. Munga, skunk.
Uh-huh, that'd be skunk, wouldn't it? And I told her that I thought that you had once said that Gikabe was pronounced Gikabe.
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 Gikabe. Uh-huh.
You know what it means?
No, I don't know what it means.
Well, she sure wanted to know. think her whole family would like to know, yeah. And I don't think Walter remembers.
No. Gikabi.
Gikabi. Does it remind you of anything or mean anything at all?
I don't know what that means.
Well, in one of the old documents, there was a name written, Gikobe.
Huh.
Gikobe. Does that mean anything to you?
Gikobe. No. Their name, you know.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times they buy their name.
And again, they couldn't figure out what it meant. I wasn't sure either. I remember I asked you about it last year. We never could figure out. How about Gikabe?
Gikabe. Gikabe. That's something what you hoe.
Hoe?
Gikabe.
Gikabe?
Gikabe.
Hmm.
I think we had that last summer too. When we had all them vegetables. Like corn and beans and all that.
Yeah. Figure out what their name means one of these days, maybe. Huh. I don't know. Let's see another kind of cat is Ilunga Sinjestjeje.
That's long tailed cat. Ilunga Sinjestjeje.
Yeah, Loyetunga.
Loyetunga, it's big.
Great big cat. Okay, Lestjeje. What's that mean?
I don't know what that is, Imole.
It's a steep, something, a steep or uphill. Huh. A steep hill, or a steep side of a hill, incline going upward. Does that make sense?
Badusjeje is where you go up a hill. Long hill, Badusjeje.
Yeah, Imolesjeje.
Imolesjeje, I don't know what that is.
Inohobe.
Inohobe. I don't know what that is.
Anotashe. Is it kind of slippers or shoes? Inohobe. Anotashe.
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 Anotashe is a shoes. Men's shoes, you know, those hard shoes.
Nahobe. Inosta.
Nosta.
Nosta.
Means kick.
Kick.
Like you kick somebody. Nosta.
Here's you spur a horse.
Nosta. Inosta.
What's the word for spur? Do you remember?
No, I don't know.
Let's see if he has it here. Inokie. Nokie.
Kinokie. Kinokie. Nokie.
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 And that's?
That's spurs.
That's the spurs? Mm-hmm. Okay. I see. Okay. Inozonje. Nozonje?
Nozonje. Nozonje is where you dodge from somebody and you hold your hand out, dodge, you know, nozonje.
How would you say, I dodged?
Anonjose.
Say again?
Anonjose.
Okay. Inonje. Inonje. Ayononjabe.
Ayononjose.
If you're full, it'd be like Wenonje.
Wenonje, huh? Yeah.
Okay. Here's spur. Inokie.
Inokie. Inokie.
Inokie. And nonkale.
No kale, saddle.
Saddle. And keshala?
Keshala. I don't know what that is.
And sinjohe?
Sinjohe. That's where you put the horse's tail in the harness. Sinjole. And you put the horse's tail in a kind of a little round thing, you know, in the harness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
And they do that with race horses.
Yeah.
Make the tail stand out. And Keshala.
Keshala. I don't know what that is.
And Inia. Is that the hide, if you hide behind a tree or something? Inia. Yeah.
Where you fall down. Hipe.
Hipe.
Dwaba hipabe. He fell down.
Okay. This is...
Oh, it's Yahipe.
This is a little different, I think. It's just Ipe. And if you take a certain course in traveling or go a particular way, Oyopabe.
Might be Opabe.
What's that mean?
Opabe, where you, you know, like a little path you followed. Opabe.
I think that's probably what this is, yeah.
Like you follow a little path.
Would you say, ask somebody, did you follow that path?
Oyapeni. Oyapeni.
Oyapeni. Alright.
Did you follow that little path?
How about Iyape?
Uyape. Did you walk in it?
Okay. Who was it
again? Uyape.
Uyape. Alright. Iha is laugh.
Iha, laugh.
I would just say, ask somebody, you laughing?
Iyachayayishe. Are you laughing?
All right. And yeah, I'm laughing.
Iyachayihe.
Iyachayihe. And yeah, we're laughing.
Iyachangaye.
All right. Onyochabe?
Onyochabe. We laughed.
We laughed? Okay. And Ichahinga?
Ichahinga, smile.
Ichawatega.
I don't know what that Watega is.
Laugh all the time. It says laugh repeatedly. Laugh all the time. Ichatanga.
Yeah.
Ichashto.
If you like to laugh, Ichashto.
Okay. Does Ichashto mean giggle?
Yeah. Liar.
Liar. Be untruthful. It says. Ichobe. Onyochobe. I'm a liar. Onyochobe.
Onyochobe. I'm a liar. Ichobe. He's a liar.
Okay. And Wiehobe. Wiehobe. Whoop. I'm sorry. Wiehobe. Wiehobe.
Ichoebabe. It means, he's a liar.
How would you say, he lied to you?
Ichoe omoyagabe. He told me a lie.
Okay. And how would you say, I told him a lie? Or no, how would you say, I told you a lie?
Ichoeshto.
Ichoeshto?
Ichoeshto.
Okay. And wiecho, wiechobabe?
Ichoebabe.
Ichoebabe. I don't know.
I mean, that means he lied.
Okay. And let's see. Isale.
Isale. I think that means a cane or something.
A cane. He says crutch.
Crutch or cane.
Or staff.
January 14th, 1976, Scheidler, Oklahoma. Word for dislike or hate, and it's supposed to be isi.
Isi. Isi.
Isi?
Isi.
Okay, how about that? How do you say, I don't like him?
Iyasimike.
Iyasimike.
Iyasimike. I don't like him.
All right. And, you ask somebody, do you like him?
Iyasa.
Iyasa?
Iyasa.
Alright, and she doesn't like him.
Doka Iyaseka.
Iyaseka.
Iyaseka. Duoka Iyaseka.
Okay. And we don't like them.
Onyosagyongaka. Onyosagyongaka.
Onyosam. No, I messed up.
Isi. Onyisingaka.
Okay. There we go. Iyasi.
Iyasi.
And onyosibe?
Onyosibe.
What's that mean?
We hate them.
We hate
them. We don't like them.
Okay. And iwisi.
Iwisi. Iwisi means I hate you.
Iwisi.
I don't like you.
Okay. And then do you hate me onyoyasi?
Onyoyasi.
Okay. And something you don't like, something that's hateful. Isiwaye.
Isiwayeba.
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 Now let's see, what's that mean?
It means she ain't no good or something like that.
If you're talking about yourself, how'd you say, well, I'm not any good?
Onyosi waiyehe. Onyosi waiyehe.
Waiyehe. Does waiye mean anything by itself?
No.
It just goes with that isi?
Uh-huh, yeah. It goes with different things.
Uh-huh, okay. If you say isi waiye, how would you say, tell somebody, well, you aren't any good?
Isi waiyaiche. Isi waiyaiche.
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 Waiyaiche. Okay. I'll get it after a while. Let's see, to grease something, if you put grease on something. Istaye?
Istaye.
Oh, okay. Istaye. If you grease it with...
Pahuk istaye. You grease your hair?
Okay. Pahuk istaye.
Pahuk istaye. Or hombek istaye. You grease your shoes?
Grease your shoes. Uh-huh.
Nombek istaye. You grease your hands?
Alright. Then how would you say, yeah, I greased my hands?
Iyastayagiye.
Iyastayagiye.
Agiye.
Okay.
I greet my hands.
Oh, oh yeah, they have pahu istaye down here.
Yeah.
For grease your hair.
Pahu istaye.
Okay. Is there a word so or so to cut something up in strips, like with scissors?
So. I don't know.
Onyosobe.
Onyosobe.
Cut it up.
Huh. We also say ombachabe.
Ombachabe. Okay.
You know where you cut strips.
Yeah, here I think they have cut it with a knife. Mohike iso. Does that make sense?
Mohike iso.
And here's the word for, was isonyo? Isonyo is a kinship. Kin terms, brother?
Yeah.
Wisonyo?
Wisonga.
Wisonga?
Uh-huh.
What's that mean?
Means their youngest brother, Wisonga.
Wisonga.
That's their youngest brother.
Okay, well here they have Wisonyo. Or, let's see, her, a woman's younger brother.
Hmm.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Brother? Like it'd be my youngest brother, you know, I'd say Wisonga.
Mm-hmm. And then the next word is Wisonga.
Yeah. Wisonga.
Wisonga. His younger brother. Hmm. Isonga aye.
I'm glad.
Does that mean I call him? I call him younger brother.
No. Gibbon is what I call him.
Yeah, I was just wondering if, like, you know, if you name him, if that's what his name for you is, if that's what you would call him, if you meet him, younger brother.
Wistonga.
Okay. You just tell somebody he's your younger brother. Yeah. You say, Isonga Yabe?
Wistonga Beb. That's why I said my younger brother, Wistonga Beb.
How about Yisonga Yaye?
Yisonga.
Sense.
Like I'll be talking to some woman, I said that you Yisonga.
Yeah, okay. And Ita, I guess that means his, it belongs to somebody.
Itaba.
Itaba, that's his?
That's his, Itabe.
Alright. Uyomota Itabe. Who does it belong to?
I'd say Be Ita.
Be Ita.
That's what I'd say. Whose is that?
Whose is it? Yeah, they have that here too.
Yeah.
Be Itabe.
Be Itabe.
Alright. Same thing. And the word for egg?
Wajingita.
Wajingita.
I think we had that.
Yeah.
Last time
we did. I probably asked you. Wet Aita.
Wet Aita. That's a snake's egg.
Okay. You tell somebody that the eggs are over there on the table. If you're cooking, yes.
Washing it, I want to make it edgy.
Okay. Witaha? Witaha?
Witaha is a man's brother-in-law.
Man's brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The word they give here is itata.
Itata.
Or itataha. Be something like downstream or upstream or something on a river.
I don't know.
Say it again.
Etta.
Nuhujik
etta onchibe. That's what I said.
Alright, what would that mean?
That means I camped over there by the river.
Etta.
Etta.
Okay. and if you say over there, it would be what? Itaha?
Itaha.
Okay, that makes sense?
Yeah, itaha. Let's see, itaha be. Itaha achia. I come over there.
Alright.
Itaha achia.
Okay. And the next one is Itonge, or Itange, I guess. Witange.
Witange.
Yeah.
I mean my sister.
Okay. Is younger or older?
Younger sister. Witange, younger sister.
Okay. And would that be a woman's sister and a man's sister?
Man's and woman too.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Words for their youngest sister and then their oldest sister.
Yeah, I noticed that. Just
mm-hmm.
about all
mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters mm-hmm. the same.
Yeah.
And sometimes a woman's sister,
mm-hmm.
a woman calls her sister
yeah.
differently from
yeah.
the way a man calls his mm-hmm. sister. That's kind of interesting. It's different. Let's see. Itoshpa?
Itoshpa, that's grandchild. Witoshpa.
Witoshpa?
That's grandchild.
Okay. Itomitaha.
Itomitaha, that's in front.
It is?
Itomitaha.
How would you say?
Itomitaha, ayabe. They went up to the front.
Okay. How would you say, sit in front of me?
Itomitaha, ulia.
Okay. Okay.
Means sit in front of me.
How about dazetaha?
Dazetaha, back there.
Dazetaha, back
there. Dazetaha, ulia, ba.
Okay.
They sit way in the back.
Itonje?
Itonje. That means my brother-in-law.
Brother.
My son-in-law.
Son-in-law, okay.
Itonje.
Itonje. Okay. We have the word for a stone house. Inchi?
Inchi.
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 Stone, isn't it?
It's a stone.
Inchi's house.
Inchi's a house.
Alright. Yachacha?
Yachacha.
What's that?
That means what you take a bite, you know, just nibble, kind of nibble on.
Okay.
Ya-cha-cha.
Ya-cha-cha. How would you say I nibbled on it?
Bla-cha-cha.
Bla-cha-cha. All right, and then did you nibble on it?
Not cha-cha.
Not cha-cha. All right, and he took a nibble on it.
Ya-cha-cha-be.
We?
Oya-cha-cha-be.
Oya-cha-cha-be. Could you say Ongaya cha cha be?
No.
No. Ongaya cha cha be.
Ongaya cha cha be, uh huh.
Okay. Put something down.
I'd say gi-chea.
Gi-chea.
Gi-chea. I think we had that.
We may have.
Yeah. Gi-hea.
Gi-hea.
Or gi-chea. Gi-hea is where you lay it down.
Uh-huh.
And gi-chea is where you put it down.
What's the difference?
Well, one's where you, like I take this. I just lay it down. And then if I had a piece of cloth, well, I'd lay it down.
Oh, I see. Okay, the ashtray there.
Yeah.
You put it down.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Then a piece of cloth or something, I'll lay it down.
I see.
Gi-hea is where you lay it down. Gi-chea is where you set it down.
Okay. What's the word? What would you call that ashtray there?
I'd call it hinjebe.
Hinjebe.
Hinjebe gi-chea.
All right.
I set the tray down.
Okay, and how about the cloth then? How would you? What's the word for cloth?
Walesha. Let me see. Halesha.
Halesha.
Gi-hia.
Say it again.
Halesha. Gi-hia.
Okay, and if you let's say, if you say that, how would you say? Tell somebody. Put that tray down.
Gayuha gi-chea.
Alright, and how would you tell them, lay that cloth out, lay that cloth down?
Let's see. Gayu gi-hea. Where, lay the cloth down. Gayuha gi-hea.
Okay. If you ask somebody, or if you tell them, we put something down, could you say, icheon? Iche un giyabe? Iche un giyabe?
Oh, I imagine you could say that to gi-chea-be.
Let's see, how's that different?
Well, it'd be just the same. Gi-chea-be. I'll set it down.
Mm-hmm. And ihegiye?
I don't know what that means.
Gi-che-gi-ye, I guess.
Yeah, gi-che-gi-ye.
Mm-hmm. What's the word for broom, like you sweep with?
Broom.
Or rake, like you rake the yard with? Or a pole, cane. You gave me the wood for cane yesterday.
Oh, let's see. What
remember
was that?
Remember what that was? A cane or a crutch, whatever it was.
I don't remember what it was now. Just that length of time, I forgot.
What's the word for a long pole? Or a tree branch or something.
Jonha stedje.
Jonha
stedje.
Jonha stedje.
It's a long stick.
How would you say, put that long stick down? Tell some kid, put that long stick down. Alright.
See, that's the difference. Gi-hea means where you lay it down. And gi-chea, like you set something down.
Okay. Right.
Break that stick.
Break the stick. But if you said break that dish, it'd be the same one. Yihon.
Yihon. Mm-hmm. Or gahlege. Gahlege is where you break a glass dish or something.
Mm-hmm.
That would be where you break the sticks and boards and stuff. And gahlege is where you break dishes and things.
Okay. I can't think of a good example in English. Oh, well. Geechee, that's to put something down, isn't it?
Geechee.
Yeah. If you had a bunch of beads, what's the word for beads again? Is
Hishkoshke.
How would you tell somebody put those beads down on the table?
Hishkoshke geechee.
Say it again.
Hishkoshke geechee.
Geechee. Okay. If you tell somebody, well, we put the beads over there. The two of us put the beads over there.
Hishkoshke gudaikiji geechee be.
Let's see, Chi's house, isn't it?
Ichi.
Yeah, Ichi is, what's Ichi?
Ichi is,
that'd be his house, or?
His house, or, it must be his house, Ichi.
Hmm. Well, let's see, if I said my house, could I say Wichi?
Wichi,
Yeah. Which would be better, Wichi or Chiwita?
Well, I'd say Chiwita. That's my house.
Which one do you like?
The Chiwita's better.
Yeah,
because that's my house, Chiwita.
Doesn't say either one here. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, Chiwita.
Okay. Ichido is
brother. My oldest brother, Wichido.
Wichido. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it a man's or just a woman's brother?
Man's and woman's both. Just a woman's. Wichido.
That's just a woman.
Just a woman's.
Okay. And grandfather?
Wichigo.
Wichigo. Alright. Ichigo Yabe? That mean anything?
Ichigo Yabe.
Ichigo Yabe.
Ichigo Ayabe. That's what I say. Wichigo Ayabe. My grandfather went.
Okay. Let's see. Washington. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's Washington, isn't it? Washington. Okay, let's see. Ichigoye. Oh no, let's call somebody grandfather.
Ichigoyabe. That's same as Washington. Ichigoyabe.
Oh, is it?
That's what we call it. Like Washington, we call it Ichigoyabe.
You reckon why they do that?
I don't know. I guess the man there, the president, they call him Grandpa, I guess.
Well, that's one way to do it. Unless it's Nixon. Ichigoye. Okay. Let's see. Ichike.
I don't know what that is. Ichike.
Ichike. Ichike. Ichike.
Jeggy.
Jeggy is what, uncle?
Yeah, uncle.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. No, this is supposed to be a hero in the fairy tales.
Oh, huh. Oh, that's at Ichiki. Ichiki.
I bet that's at Ichikitanga.
Ichikitanga, huh?
I remember him. He's the one that told a snake to get out of the way, and the snake hit him in the
ankle.
Yeah, it swole up. What is it? Oshinwalimike.
Washinwalimike.
Washinwalimike. I'm getting fat. I remember that. Wichijo.
Wichijo. Wichijo. Uncle. Well, his wife would be this, if I was a man now, his wife would be my Wichijo, my mother's brother. If I was a man, and I'd say that's my Wichijo.
Okay.
I don't. We call them aunts in white man way.
I guess.
Yeah. And see, that would be my mother's brother.
Okay. Wichijo.
Wichijo.
All right. And Wichimi.
Wichimi, that'd be my aunt.
Is that woman's or?
Woman's.
Okay. It would be man's aunt too?
Yeah, man's aunt too.
Okay.
Wichimi.
Let's see. Here it says father's your father's sister.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, how about your mother's sister? Would that be Wichimi
too? Yeah,
would
that be Wichimi too?
Okay. Sometimes it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Ichini.
Wichini. That'd be my daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law. Yeah. Okay.
Wichini.
Ichita. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. That's the closest translation he gives, so yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. Ichito bajo. He didn't give me a translation there either.
Maybe he didn't know either.
Maybe it's a bad word or yeah. something. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Obajo. Does that mean anything?
Obajo.
Obajo.
No, it's something like he cut it off or something. Bajo.
Bajo, that's right. Bajo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see here. Chi is to hit, isn't it?
Ochi.
Ochi. All right. And let's see. He spays an axe.
Yeah.
If you say Mohi spay Ichimbe. He hit it with an axe?
He hit it with an axe. Mohi spay Ochimbe.
Ochimbe. Could you say Mohi spay Ichimbe?
Yeah, you can say that too. Mohi spay Ichimbe.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Real good. And Mohi spay Iyachi. Did you hit it or?
Mohi spay Iyachi.
Iyachi.
Did you hit him with an axe?
You hit him with an axe. Yeah, I hit him with an axe. What would that be? How would you say that? Mohi spay.
Mohi spay Iyachi.
Iyachi. Alright, and we hit him would be Oyonchimbe?
Mohi spay Oyonchimbe.
The word for war club is supposed to be Ichinki Hlacho. That makes sense?
No.
Ichinki Hlacho.
What that means?
Hlacho is.
The Hlacho is where chicken, you know, peck you. Psika buga hlada be.
Okay. Wega Hlacho.
Wega. I don't know what that is. Wega Hlacho.
Impegasta. Impegasta.
I don't know what that is either.
Waziego.
No.
Wegoshi.
Wegoshi is a whip.
Okay. Ichobachi. Ichobachi. Or Obachi. Monju Ichobachi. It's like it's supposed to be to put an arrow in the, into the quiver.
Oh.
Ichoshka. Or Wichoshka.
Wichoshka's nephew.
Nephew. What's the word for niece?
Niece. Let's see. I don't know how you say niece.
How about, let's see, Ichoshka, Wichoshka, is that a woman's niece or a man's niece, or does it make any difference?
It don't make no difference.
Or it's nephew, isn't it?
Just nephew.
Ichoshka yo. Does that make any sense?
No, just that Ichoshka.
Okay. And Ichoshpa.
Ichoshpa, that's my grandson.
Okay.
Ichoshpa.
How about your granddaughter?
Well, that'd be the same.
The same thing?
Ichoshpa.
No, it would just grandchild.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh! There goes the tape.